Good morning and good evening. This is Pastor Rice, Good Samaritan Baptist Church. I wanted to go ahead and put together a quick Bible study for our Sunday evening time. We've come through quite an interesting week. And so I want to address some things in this Bible study that says, how did we get here? America, how did we get here? And so let's go ahead and look at some scriptures to begin with. And a favorite of mine, again, is Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. And so if you'll look at that scripture, we can get it up here on the screen, I think. And as we look at that scripture, the Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." So as we read down through this chapter in Romans, we'll discover some things about how America got this way and how individuals get with their heart turned against God as well. Father, praise you again and thank you. Thank you again that by this means we can again address some important scriptures for our folks and also to share them with others. I pray again that you bless in this Bible study. Thank you again, Father, for Good Samaritan Baptist Church, its ability to preach the gospel and to even to reach out in this venue and to lift up your name. I pray your blessing on our folks and on Christians that are struggling just now. And as we would get some insight to that struggle from your scriptures, I pray that you'd be an encouragement to each one. And Father, we love you. Thank you that we can trust you, and we'll praise you now and thank you for your blessing on our time in scripture. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So as we look at this scripture and others, I want to again go through the next few verses. Verse 18 there in your Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Verse 19, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them." Verse 20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." And so we see here again that man is without excuse. I'm going to broaden that a little bit to say our nation is without excuse as well. If we go back, I think I can go back here to the book of Isaiah. No, that didn't work. If we go back to the book of Isaiah and chapter 13, I was reading this week. Let's see, Isaiah 13, and I think I wanted to look at verse 9. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 9, the Bible says, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel and with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it." Our nation, again, has crossed some boundaries that have resulted in the wrath of God being overdue on our nation. And so as it shakes its fist at the Creator. Again, I want for Christians, again, to look at some things in the Bible here about this day of the Lord that's coming. I've heard many people talking, well, the Lord is soon coming, and they think that just means the rapture of the church, and we'll be out of here, and then all our problems are solved. But again, the Bible has got a grander scheme than that. It's got, again, a judgment upon this earth that's called the Day of the Lord. Verse 10 of this text says, "For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine." Look at verse 11. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 11 says, "I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay hold or lay low the haughtiness of the terrible." We have seen the terrible happen in America this past week as they have rejected Make America Great. And as they, boy, one thing that describes what's going on right now is a haughtiness that's going on, as they're so tickled again to have gotten rid of Donald Trump, their nemesis. And boy, they've hated him for 4 years. But for Christians, we've seen a return of conservative values. We've seen a return of the economy. We've seen a return for the respect and love and good policy with Israel. And so Christians have been well pleased with the past 4 years. And it's been appalling to each of us to see the brash hatred that the liberal left and I guess about half of America has, according to the vote, if you want to call it a vote, has had against these conservative values. Turn over, if you would, to Isaiah. I just read this morning, Isaiah chapter 25. And let's look at verse 6. The Bible says, "And in this mountain," we're talking again about this day of the Lord that's coming. And also, I love this section. I've preached a section on the veils that's over the face of man and here over nations of man. But in that day of judgment that's coming upon this earth, notice that God is going to be victorious. I wanted to sing a song, "We're on the Winning Side." I did that last time. I tried to sing quietly, not to wake up the whole household. And it sounded so terrible, I decided I'd forego singing a song to you this morning. But we're on the winning side. Look at this verse, Isaiah chapter 6. "And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees, well refined." We're talking about a feast here. Now, again, this is predominantly pointing to Israel. In fact, most of the prophecies of the end times and this day of the Lord about the salvation of Israel and its return to God's possession and their return to the promised land that was promised to them. But notice we're also tagged in. We're, as it were, grafted in. Us Gentiles that are believers are grafted into these promises. And so here again, notice what it says in verse 7. "He will destroy in this mountain," that's talking again about Mount Moriah, that's mountains in Jerusalem, "in this mountain, the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations." Verse 8, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it." I've got a new set of bifocals have turned to trifocals for me, so I'm having a little trouble reading here, but it's better than it was. So here we have some promises again given. And if we'll just go down there and look at the next chapter, chapter 26, look with me at verse 3. Isaiah 26 now in verse 3. And again, some of this is addressing what I want for Christians, what I want for my church, our members, our folks, Christians that are looking to you. Look what the Bible says. During this time of judgment, during this time of the day of the Lord approaching, the Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Seen a lot of Christians who are not in perfect peace. And boy, I want you to be. Again, I want you to understand that we can look at the next verse, verse 4. We can trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah, there's only three times where the name of God is put in print in your King James Bible and in the Hebrew Bible. As we look at them, here's one of them. Again, the emphasis again on the end times, the judgment of God is coming, that we can have perfect peace. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord, all caps, Jehovah is everlasting strength. Verse 5, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. And again, notice all the votes that we've had in America. It's citiates who have voted in the liberal left. Us country people, again, have enough brains on our head to go ahead and recognize that, hey, this is bad juju. And so here again, the city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. So we're just going to see a judgment come upon America. And I want to, again, just share some things here from the Word of God that'll be a help and encouragement to us in these times. I said I wanted to address how America got this way. Let's go ahead and look at that in view of, again, our webpage here. And let me go ahead and bring that up and have you look at our webpage, Good Samaritan Baptist Church. And as we again have the webpage open here, I'd like to go ahead and just look at a couple things here. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be going over several of these books that are published on our webpage. Today, I want to look at Salvation Steps. In here, we have our Sunday messages and audio, as you can see on your screen, I hope. We have our one-year Bible reading schedule. I encourage you to use that. Then hopefully next week, we'll get to this other book, Why Baptists Only Use a KJV. We'll look at some principles in that. Today, I want to go ahead and look at these Salvation Steps. So if you could... if you get on our webpage, you can click on that, Salvation Steps. And let's look at some steps of salvation. And today we want to just make application that these are steps away from God. And if you want to come back to God, you need to follow, turn around, that's called conversion, and follow those steps right back. So let's go back to Romans chapter 1. Look in the Bible again at these scriptures. Let me see how I'm doing for time here. I think I've used up a lot on my introduction, half of it. So let's go ahead and see if we can't get through these slides on Romans chapter 1, the steps away from God. They're found in Romans chapter 1. I read 16 down through, I think, 20, that we are without excuse. Look at verse 21 there, and it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. So I've put a bunch of steps up here, And we're going to look at the steps away from God. And these are steps that an individual takes, but they're also steps that a nation takes. And when we get to the bottom of this staircase, we're going to find out that you have to turn around and go back up these stairs and approach unto God. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Problem with America is that we have rejected our Creator. Nowhere on any public TV or venue that I could find in the past 10 years have I found anyone acknowledging, I'm talking public, not church again, on TV. No one has acknowledged that God is a creator, that we worship evolution. We become creatures, worshipers, rather than creator worshipers. And so America has taken those steps, again, ever since the Stokes trial. Man has been taught in school system that there is no God, and we got here by ourselves. And so that is, again, the leading problem. And let's see how I can go on here on these slides. John 1 says, again, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Romans 1, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. So we've seen again from these verses that everyone, man, is without excuse. You are without excuse. I've said it before that God does not believe in atheists. Again, the word of God is clear here that everyone inside, when they pillow their head at night, they know there is a God. They know there is a creator. They know they are a created being. They know, again, that they are going to come up short again. They hold the truth in unrighteousness, and they are without excuse. And so that's true for a nation as well. We did, again, start as a Christian nation. There was a president prior who denied that we're a Christian nation, but that is our founding. And so let's go ahead and look here at these steps. As we look at verse 21, the Bible says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. So we're just going to walk down these steps and recognize here they are in Romans chapter 1, steps away from God. Individuals take these steps. Listen, pay attention. Even Christians can take these steps. Now, there's a point where God will stop you down this staircase away from him as if you're a born-again Christian. But again, understand that we need to be acknowledge these steps away from God for our nation. They took them. And for individuals, we take them. First one, they knew God, it says, but then they glorified him not as God. Look at this next one. We've talked about this at Thanksgiving time, and they were not thankful. People just not being thankful is a departure from God. Then again, they became vain in the imagination of their heart. And boy, we've sure seen that. Okay. At this point, again, their heart is darkened. When we get to the bottom of the staircase, we're going to turn around and come back up. And when we come back up, we're going to cross this step, and the opposite of having your heart darkened is having your heart enlightened. And that's where God moves in. That's what happens in salvation. So notice, and their heart was darkened. God lets them go, as it were. He does not force himself upon us. And so their heart is darkened. And then the Bible says they became fools. And boy, we see a fair share of foolery in our society, in our world today, including all the lies, again, that are precipitated upon us. And then finally, the bottom of the step here is they worship the creature more than the creator. And so they became creature worshipers, and we have that. We have even the creation of God is set apart and saying man's got to save the planet and again got to stop burning fossil fuels because we're going to destroy the planet. Listen, God, by all things consist by the Lord Jesus Christ and not by man's efforts. And so man's a puny little dot on this earth. Now, certainly I do believe in taking some care of our environment, but this idea that we're all going to die because we're burning fossil fuels and breathing out carbon dioxide, is a ludicrous lie of man. And they need to look to the creator of climate. So again, here we are, we're in a place of creature worship. And now we've stepped off the step and hit the bottom rung. Romans 1 talks again about their vile affections. The Bible, a King James Bible, calls this sodomy. You won't find that in the modernist ecumenical Bibles. They don't like that term. But again, notice that that's the direction of our society. It's down here at the bottom rung. It has hit the very bottom. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned with their lust one toward another. Sodomites I've talked to say, oh, the Bible doesn't say this is wrong. It says that destroyed Sodom because of pride. No, they've twisted the Bible. And again, understand that man is again gone to a place where they are in a reprobate state. That means they cannot see the truth. So recognize your sin, for all have sinned. Know that the wages of sin is death. And so as we hit the bottom rung here of society, notice again that for this nation to turn back to God is a tremendous challenge. I don't think we could see a nation turn back to God. We did see Nineveh was a nation that repented, and America would have to do no less, I believe, from the top right on down to the bottom is come in sackcloth and ashes with repentance. In the year 2021, there's two verses I'd like to look at. One is Acts 20:21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. The other verse that's important for you today, if you're a believer, is John 20:21. So send I you. Jesus sends us to be his witnesses. And so here, as we hit the bottom rung of the ladder, it's going to require something that we turn around. And in our graphic here, to be saved, you need repentance towards God, as I said, Acts 20:21. And then, again, when we be quickened with faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Quickening means made alive, where once we were dead, now we're alive. We're dead in trespasses and sin, but now we're made alive. And notice again, this whole process of turning around our lives and repentance toward God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. I had another graphics I made for my book that was a two-headed coin. On one side is Acts 20:21. On one side is repentance towards God. On the other side is faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. You can have faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, but if you don't have repentance towards God, you have not been converted. Converted is turning around, repenting, recognizing your direction is wrong. And so a bunch of things we could cover there. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Matthew 18, except ye be converted, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so conversion, turning around, is necessary. And then again, as I said, when you cross that line from going back up the stairs where their heart was darkened and departing from God, now our heart is enlightened. When we are saved again, some things happens to an individual who's saved. I got a slide graphic. I don't remember where I put it now, but the fact that I think it was Pastor Clark, who I love, said, religion is defined by do, but salvation is defined by done. And so again, the salvation that we need is done in the Lord Jesus Christ. I must press on. And so here on our slides, notice again that we hit become vain in imagination. And again, if you're going to lose that vanity in your imagination, this is after you've been converted to Christ, after you've accepted him as your Savior. Notice when you are converted, the Bible says you are quickened, where once you are dead, now you're made alive. Bible says that we are indwelt by the very presence of God. God the Father moves in, God the Son moves in, God the Holy Spirit moves in. What know ye not that ye are the temple of God? For you are bought with a price. And so, and then we are immersed into, and this is not water, this is not baptism, although I'm a Baptist. We're talking about being immersed, and the word for that is baptized, into the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have a position in Christ. And probably lastly, and these all happen simultaneously, and so I can't say lastly, but consider again that we are justified. We are seen by God just as if we had never sinned. That is a salvation experience. Now notice I said that our nation has come down this stairway. For them to turn around and go back up this stairway is nigh unto impossible for a nation. And then we are reaching back to the top of the staircase. For you as a Christian, you need to learn to in everything give thanks. Remember going down the stairs or walking away from God, they were not thankful. Next step up is they glorified not God. And again, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Christian, you're built to glorify God. And then you are born again, so you have the ability to do that. He indwells you so that you can again glorify him. And again, that's right here in the staircase that's given in Romans chapter 1, starting there in verse 21. So the Lord, they knew the Lord God, and then they glorified him not, were not thankful, became vain in the imagination of their heart, and their heart was darkened. For a nation, again, to come back to an enlightenment where they understand their Creator, that's what we need to see as a nation. I don't believe we're going to see that myself. A lot of people praying for revival. I believe Christians need revival in this day. But I don't see our nation coming back. As I said in our last Bible study, we've had two opportunities to come back. We heralded in 9/11 of 2001. We came back with an anthem about God bless America. And then after 8 years of repression, leftist regime, we came back and installed a Make America Great for 4 years that lasted. And then that is rejected by America. And I think, again, that's a final act of rejecting. I believe we're in the last of the last days here before this day of judgment that's coming. Let me just put up this slide again, that conversion happens at the bottom of this ladder to where we become enlightened or born again, converted, indwelt, justified by God, salvation. And that salvation is a one-time experience. That once you are quickened, if you're going to lose your salvation, God's got to reach down inside your soul and kill that light that he turned on, kill that quickening that he did. And again, that's impossible. A lot of charismatic Pentecostal Methodists, a lot of them that can believe that can, the Bible says you can lose your salvation, don't understand what happened to a person when they got saved. And so again, notice here that there's a process of conversion, and then there's a process of sanctification in your life. Boy, I want to encourage you again to understand that. Steps away from God are the steps back towards God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I guess that's my timer. And so some verses here out of John 3:16 explains that salvation process. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. If you have not put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, you are living in that condemnation. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And so, again, these last few slides I've just added to this presentation. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." Well, there's where I put that ditty about do and done. And so you can have that everlasting life. You can be saved from condemnation. And if you're not, you need to be. And if you are, you can have great peace in your life during troublous times. And troublous times are ahead for our nation and for this world. Bible says, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned, all have come short. But yet God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so some verses again that explain clearly, Romans chapter 5, verses 12 and 18. I love those verses to explaining what Jesus did and what you need to believe to be saved. And again, then Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There you have the Romans road, and there you have the steps away from God and back to God. I trust that you've taken the journey. And again, you found yourself in need of conversion. You've accepted Christ as your Savior. You've been quickened. You've been converted. You've been quickened. You've been indwelt. You have been immersed into Christ or baptized into Christ, and you are a justified individual. Call on Christ today. And so call on us, it says, tomorrow. And so I'd encourage you again to do just that. If you've received Christ as a result of this slide or these talks, I'd ask you again that you contact us, and we'll rejoice with you and send you some more information that could be a help to you. Father, praise you. Thank you again, Father, for your word. I pray that you'd be a comfort to Christians. Father, we're in a mess down here, and things are getting worse, and the haughty are rising up and shaking their fist in your face. And I pray again, Father, that you'd be with us as Christian, that we would be Christian. Father, peace, you said, you give unto us in John 20, 21. And Father, even as your son said, even as you sent him, you send us. And so I pray again that you would be with Christians. Encourage them, help them. Be with our little church. Thank you for it. And pray again a blessing on it. Pray now again that you bless this study, help and encourage. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. Lord bless you for tuning in here today or this evening. This is our Sunday evening Bible study I wanted to present for Sunday. And normally I'd get my guitar out here and sing you a song, especially the one that says we're on the winning side. But I had a lot of stuff I wanted to cover here today about how America got this way and how you could be resolved to not be this way. Lord bless you today.